This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry announces to provide free medicine to patients with haemophilia, a rare blood clotting disorder. President Ramchandra Powell calls on people's representatives to prioritize people's welfare and development. Fire continues to burn in Mahabharat community forest of Kabri Palanchuk since Tuesday. Fire poses no immediate threat to human settlement. And U.S. prepares for mass deportations of illegal migrants, 10,000 troops likely to be sent to U.S.-Mexico border. Now the news in detail. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has announced that the government will provide free medicine to patients with haemophilia, a rare hereditary blood clotting disorder. The decision comes after continued requests from patients and stakeholders for assistance with the high-cost medication required for treatment. The Health Ministry will now supply the necessary medicines for haemophilia patients through various government hospitals, including both federal and provincial hospitals under its jurisdiction. Health Minister Podel explained that the initiative follows a grant from the World Federation of Haemophilia. According to the Health Minister's Secretariat, the Ministry is preparing to distribute medicines based on demand at the federal, state and provincial levels. Currently, around 9,000 individuals have been identified as suffering from haemophilia in Nepal, although the World Health Organization estimates that there are approximately 5,000 undiagnosed cases in the country. President Ramchandra Powell has called on people's representatives to prioritize the welfare of the people and the progress of development in their work. The head of the state made the remark during a meeting with the chiefs and deputy chiefs of the district coordination committees and office bureaus of the Association of District Coordination Committees at Sital Nivas today. During the meeting, President Powell asked them to extend their roles and activism in ensuring that projects are being implemented according to the approved budgets, plans and terms of reference. A fire that erupted in the Mahabharat community forest in the southern part of Kabri Palanchuk is still raging and has not yet been brought under control. The blaze began in the community forest at Thamlik Dara, located in Khanikhola Rural Municipality 1 on Tuesday afternoon. Sudarshan Shrestha, the Assistant Chief District Officer of Kabri Palanchuk, says teams from the Nepali Army and the police have been deployed to the area and they are working in coordination with local residents to extinguish the fire. Assistant CDO Shrestha further clarified that the nearest human settlement is located about 4 kilometers from the fire's location and at present the fire does not pose an immediate threat to the settlement. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Powell says the government is doing its best to overcome economic challenges and move forward. Speaking at the 60th anniversary of Rashtriya Varijya Bank in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Powell emphasized that the government is focused on strengthening the national economy through increased production, enhanced productivity and job creation. Finance Minister Powell also highlighted that the government had revised 32 laws through ordinances to ensure quality service delivery, promote good governance and attract foreign investment. Arnold Kokos, the Asian Development Bank ADB Country Director for Nepal, paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak today. The meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Simadar, where Home Minister Lekhak urged ADB's continued support for several key projects in Nepal, including the upgrading of the Gadda-Chowki-Koholpur section of the East-West Highway and the construction of the Mahakali Corridor. The Home Minister and ADB's Country Director Kokos also exchanged views on accelerating smart city development projects supported by ADB in Sudhir Pashchim Province. They further discussed ADB's potential support for building religious tourism infrastructure in the province. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deva has expressed her deep sorrow over the tragic train accident that occurred on Wednesday in Maharashtra, India. In a statement shared on social media today, Minister Rana conveyed her sadness over the loss of both Nepali and Indian lives in the incident. This morning, Minister Devarai spoke with both the Nepali ambassador to India and the Indian ambassador to Nepal, urging the authorities of both countries to effectively coordinate rescue and relief efforts as well as the treatment of the injured. At least 11 people, including 4 Nepali nationals, have been confirmed dead in the tragic accident. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The newly appointed ambassadors of Japan, Turkmenistan, Laos and Iran have formally presented their credentials to President Ramchandra Podil today. In separate ceremonies held today at the office of the President, Ambassador Maeda Toro of Japan, Ambassador Salar Geldi Nazarov of Turkmenistan, Ambassador Bonmi Vanmini of Laos and Ambassador Dr. Iraz Ilahi of Iran is presented their credentials to the President. Ambassador Toru of Japan is based in Kathmandu, while the other ambassadors serve as non-resident representatives. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated that migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally will be deported. According to the BBC, in response, Mexican authorities, anticipating mass deportations of migrants, have begun constructing temporary shelters near the U.S. border. BBC cited its U.S. partner CBS News as suggesting up to 10,000 troops could be sent to the U.S.-Mexico border as part of U.S. President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. The Customs and Border Protection memo is dated 21 January, one day after Trump's inauguration, and shows a plan to dispatch 10,000 soldiers to help the agency. The memo also says that U.S. Department of Defense bases may be used to holding facilities may be used as holding facilities rather for migrants waiting to be deported. Meanwhile, Ross says it remains ready for an equal dialogue with Donald Trump, a day after the U.S. president threatened sanctions against Moscow if it didn't stop the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's foreign minister has welcomed Trump's strong message to the Kremlin. At least 2 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli tank fire in the Tal as-Sultan neighborhood west of Rafah in southern Gaza. Al-Jazeera cited the enclave's civil defense officials as saying Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire after an agreement that went into effect on Sunday. The initial phase is scheduled to last 6 weeks and will involve a limited prisoner exchange, the partial withdrawal of Israeli troops in Gaza, and a surge of aid into the enclave. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally fair in Madhes and Bagmati provinces and partly cloudy in Lumbini province. The weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of snowfall at a few places of the mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry announces to provide free medicine to patients with hemophilia, a rare blood clotting disorder. President Ramchandra Podil calls on people's representatives to prioritize people's welfare and development. Fire continues to burn in Mahavarat community forest of Kabri Palanchuk since Tuesday. Fire poses no immediate threat to human settlement. and U.S. prepares for mass deportations of illegal migrants, 10,000 troops likely to be sent to U.S.-Mexico border. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.